We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, I am Teresa.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic day. Does that sound sarcastic?
A little. Well, okay. I was trying to decide if I should dive into that a little bit. What made it so fantastic?
Oh, no, it's good. Doing good. Doing good. Sun's finally shining. And it feels like spring is on its way. So I'm good. I'm real good.
I'll take it. Yes. I like our topic today. The topic that we chose to talk about was the importance of self-motivation. So I'll start with a definition of motivation and we'll just kind of go from there. But okay, so motivation is the ability to drive oneself to take initiative and action, to pursue goals, and to complete tasks. It's an inner drive to take action, to create, and to achieve. It's what pushes you to keep going on those tasks, especially those that you're pursuing because you want to, not because someone has told you to.
Ooh, I love that last part.
Right, not because someone has told you to, but because you want to. Isn't that good?
Yep. Love that. I have a good quote, too.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. If the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal.
Oh, that's nice.
That's kind of motivational.
Well, it is, especially when you think of, obviously, motivation in all of life is important, but I'm thinking just that quote fits into motivation with chronic illness, because we all have goals, but the plans always freaking change, I feel like.
Yeah, you could wake up one morning, you feel one way, wake up the next morning, feel the other. You just always have to be willing to change. But motivation is important. I will tell you that. I would say there's different reasons to not be motivated, right?
Yeah. Do you have some of those?
Yeah, I have some.
I'm sure I have some too.
Believe it or not. Because sometimes I just go in, you know, you just get into a slump, you know, where you don't feel motivated.
Right. Yeah. And motivated people have qualities. And I know we all have these qualities sometimes, but it's hard to have them all the time. You know, seeing the bigger picture, being optimistic, having a successful attitude, you know, high emotion, high energy, determination, never wanting to give up, self-reflection, and self-forgiveness. That's a tough one. But like those are those motivated characteristics. Yeah, we all can have those. But how do we keep those? That's hard.
Yeah. And let me give you some reasons why sometimes it's hard to be motivated.
Okay.
Fatigue, burnout, overwhelm, and stress.
Yes. So, all of the above. Sure.
Think about all those. You know where my number one loss of motivation is out of all those?
I'm going to say fatigue.
Nope.
What is it?
Overwhelm.
Really?
Yes.
Just so overwhelmed, you're kind of paralyzed.
Yeah, like I get so like excited to do something.
Uh-huh.
And then I start to put it into action. And then I get overwhelmed and I'm like, oh, no. No, I back off.
Right.
And then I have to be pushed from behind. So I just I want to get out of that. Being overwhelmed, but I just get overwhelmed and my thoughts just start to get like, it's too much. And I'm like, I stop, particularly when I'm trying to accomplish big things, not little things. You know, it's all self-talk, really. I'm getting better at this, I will tell you. When I wanted to start Buckeyes on a Stick, my sister's like, just do it. Stop talking about it. And I did it, but I needed that push.
The push.
Okay, because it started to become a little overwhelming to me. There's so many different things that come into play. You know, when you start a business, when you write a book, even podcasting.
Right.
Planning involved. And it can become overwhelming. But sure. This is, you know, and it's been a good lesson for both of us, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I hear you. I feel like, you know, that thirst for a challenge and risk taking and having the energy, like you possess all of that. To me, I feel like you have that a lot. That's Teresa. I mean, and it shows in all of the things that you've accomplished and you've done. I mean, that's just, I think you are very motivated. So I was surprised when you said that the overwhelming factor was what kind of made you pull back. That's not what makes me pull back typically. For me, I think it's probably mostly fatigue now in my life. And just, it could be overwhelming too, but it's really because of fatigue. Why am I overwhelmed? Well, because I'm juggling a lot of things, but ultimately it's the spoon theory. I got to go back to my spoon theory. It's like, what am I doing for the day? What is it all doing? What time will I get to bed? Like, that's really my root cause of all of it.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard sometimes because, I mean, there is fatigue that sets in there too. And I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
It's like, no, I can't do anymore. I can't do any more than what I'm already doing.
Yeah.
And we're even talking about even little tasks too.
Oh, for sure. And I don't feel like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that would have been my answer. I just think where I'm at in my life now, that's my answer today. There's this new onset of fatigue that I'm dealing with. It's very different than anything. And I do think it's coming with age and maybe even the new diagnosis, but I'm struggling managing that right now. But, you know, 10 years ago, if we had this conversation, that wouldn't have been what it was, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and it might change. Hopefully it changes, but I can definitely see being overwhelmed. I'll call out my sister on this one because she's that person, like what you're describing. She gets overwhelmed. And that's where she loses all motivation. And it's as simple as ordering off of a menu. Like, she's just so overwhelmed in her mind, she just gives up. But do you see how that translates into something big, too? I've seen that personally. And so I can see where you're coming from, too.
Yeah. Me in a restaurant, I'm like, come to me last.
Her.
And then I'm like, I will make my decision when she comes to me. I'm good under pressure. So I'll wait till last minute and I'll be scrambling.
No, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah. And that's why, like, you're a big planner even for podcasts. Oh, yes. And I'm like, I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants and then let you cover me.
No, you're hilarious.
I'm better off just going
just
for it.
Just winging it. You're more creative.
Just kind of write things down and study and do as do me any good.
No, your way. No, your authenticity.
Authenticity.
Thank you. That shines through when you're just being you. And then I wish I could be more like that, but to be like mentally like prepared to do podcasting with you, like I have things scribbled on pieces of paper and purple ink, like all over the place, just like topics that I want to touch on maybe, or because in my mind, I have to like have some sort of organization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And scheduling podcasts, same thing. Like, I need to know when we're doing it because I have to have my kids watching a movie and eating popcorn right now, you know, just fitting it in. But that decreases my anxiety when I have a plan. So, no. And I think motivation falls right into that. How people are motivated is very different.
Well, you know what? Me sending you like motivational videos, that's a lot of times on how I get motivated. I'll pop one on my phone in the morning and listen to a motivational video. That gets me all riled up. I'm like, yes, okay, I'm going to set the world on fire today.
I love that. I want you to keep sharing that because we've talked about the gratitude journal and I'm still doing it. It's almost, we're in March and here I am still every day doing my journal. But I will tell you, my journal is done in my bedroom before I start my day. And I walk out those doors and I forget about my journal, you know, so like just having little things throughout the day to even if it's a 2-minute little video you send me, I think that's helpful. I like it.
Okay, well, I'll keep on doing that. Those kind of things are motivating. I guess you have to find your niche of what motivates you.
Right.
Like, Each person, like you said, is going to be different. Something's going to motivate them differently than the next person. It's hard to stay motivated 24/7.
It is. And let's switch a little bit to the autoimmune part of this. How do you even stay motivated without a chronic illness, then you throw in the chronic illness, and then you have like that's intertwining with fatigue, emotional tiredness, sometimes depression, your physical changes, your mental changes. So staying motivated is hard. I feel like staying motivated with a chronic illness is harder. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. What can you tell yourself in the morning that helps you with that? Today, I'm going to be the best I could be. And then think about how that is going to work for you or what that looks like. I think that might be a good way to do it. Because some days aren't, you know, some days you wake up, you're just not feeling good. But other days you're feeling great.
Absolutely. And I do think we tend to stay super positive on our podcasts and helpful. But if we're being real, you know, chronic illness, it can make you ask yourself sometimes, why bother? I mean, I've done that before. Why even bother? What do I even know if this is going to help the outcome? And we just don't want to, we don't want to get to those places in our head. So finding motivation, I mean, I guess one little thing at a time. I don't know if you enjoy the outdoors, if you're motivated by that. Setting small goals, not beating yourself up. I feel like, you know, shame never motivates anyone to do anything, right? So don't beat yourself up. I'm bad about that. I constantly am like, oh, I could have done better. Today could have went differently. I should have exercised. I couldn't fit that in. You know, I feel like I do that too much.
Well, part of that's being real with yourself and being easy on yourself. I think sometimes we're just too hard on ourselves.
I am admitting
that we can't do something. Not that we can't, but we don't have the energy. But going back to motivation, I think, I don't know, you kind of have to set yourself up for that in the beginning of the day.
I think so too. It's interesting because when you think of autoimmune, I mean, there are days that I feel good and I still don't want to do anything or, you know, because it's a good day. That doesn't mean I want to do things. I don't want to complete tasks. I don't want to be goal directed, you know? And then that's kind of also that where you have to be forgiving. And I do think start small, slow down, and decreases your stress and anxiety. And we've talked about that before, but you have to manage all of that though with still being motivated, because chronically ill people have to stay motivated to maintain your health, your overall well-being, right? We have medications, we have doctors, we have things we have to do for ourselves to keep ourselves as healthy as possible. So we cannot lose motivation.
To be honest with you, I don't want to be the one that says that my diagnosis of MS is going to stop me to do anything.
Exactly.
So I don't want to use that as an excuse. You could do anything you put your mind to. It may take longer. It may take a lot of effort, but you could still do it.
I was reading a little bit and, you know, it said chronically ill people, how do you stay motivated? And it's basically they were describing staying motivated as staying in control and kind of one and the same. But they listed a few things like understanding your illness, trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle, communicate with doctors and families, have personal time. You know, all these things we've talked about in all of our podcasts leading up to this, but these are the things that also help to keep us motivated, managing stress and staying active, keeping a journal the gratitude journal that I need to pay more attention to, but like get sleep and doing things that you enjoy. So these are ways that they say staying in control and staying motivated with a chronic illness. These are ways to do that.
Self-care.
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
It goes a long way. Sometimes we neglect to take care of ourselves.
Oh, yes. I'm raising my hand over here. Absolutely. And again, I was reading something about staying positive with a chronic illness, and that was the very number one thing was think of your future self. And it says, do something today for which your future self will thank you. And like, you're exactly right.
If that doesn't motivate you enough, what will?
Right. Absolutely. And they describe how doing something for yourself today that's going to help you in the future, how that will put you on like a momentum. And it will lead to like more confidence and help motivate you to even, you know, motivate you more to stay motivated, like thinking, what can I do today that's going to help me tomorrow, and how that will just perpetuate into you know, a ball of motion that keeps you motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. It made sense.
Yeah, I like that too. That does make sense. Yeah, and just to remember that, you know, you're not motivated today doesn't mean you can't get back on the horse tomorrow.
Yes, that's good.
And fix that. I mean, it's kind of like going on a diet, right? When you think about it, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So today I screwed up and I had ice cream. So tomorrow I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have a salad instead. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say, oh, I screwed up today. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to have ice cream tomorrow too. And then, you know what? I don't even care. I'm going to eat ice cream for the third day. But you do care, that you do care about yourself. It's important for yourself to stay motivated.
Right. Willpower. When, as you're talking, I'm thinking about willpower. And this, I read a lot, and I was reading and it said that, like, willpower, you're going to have it every now and then, but if you rely on it for every choice that you make, you're going to just be exhausted and disappointed. Like, you need a backup plan because your willpower is going to give out on you. Like, never, ever, ever think your willpower is 100%. So, and then they went in to talk about, you know, how to plan, basically. Plan your meals for the week. Plan your exercise routine for the week. And that is how they describe to stay motivated. Know that your willpower is going to fail you. And have your backup plan, and then write it down, write your meals down, write your exercise plan down, and that will motivate you to stay on track, which I write everything down, and I do believe that to be true. Like, that's mm-hmm. what keeps me motivated. I don't know. I thought that
that's a good example. All this takes energy.
Yes.
And it's deciding when to expend that energy, mm-hmm. which I think is important too. Don't expend energy on things that don't matter.
Yes.
Think about motivation in a sense that it's spending your energy to better yourself.
No, I really do like that. It's almost like you just have to focus, figure out what that excess noise is around you. And that's, you know, who knows what that is? Is it people? Is it things? Is it activities? Is it, you know, who knows? And then find those few things or, you know, those things that try to keep it simple, but find those things that are most important to you. And that's what those are your motivators, right? Because we don't have all the energy. We don't have all the energy in the world.
No, one day at a time. Don't ignore your own potential in being the best you can be.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit because isn't this what your health coaching's about? I mean, I'm sure it has multiple facets. You know, there's many things, but I have to imagine motivation's the core of it.
Oh, it is. And it's what works for you. So you have to think about that. Like, what excited you? Let's talk about movement. What was exciting for you as a kid or a young adult about exercising? What was your favorite thing to do?
Oh, Lord, we should pick another topic. I liked to do the things that let me be social when I was doing it. So, okay, I know something I can pick. My friend Sherry and I, in my, I don't know, early to mid-20s, I met her for an entire year, every single day at the YMCA, and we, for a full year, 365 days plus, I mean, it went longer than that, but at 5:30 every morning, I met Sherry, and we did kickboxing, or we did step aerobics, or, you know, all these different things, but I was meeting my friend, and that's what excited me, I think, excited me the most. I got to meet my friend, and we started our day together.
Okay. So
that's a long answer to your question, but
no, that's perfect. That is really perfect. So what would motivate you to do that now?
I would need a partner, an exercise partner who I had to be reliable to. That's the only thing that's ever motivated me to exercise.
Okay. There are choices there and people that may help you do that.
Sure.
And then it's really on you to make that decision.
Right.
You know what you love to do. Mm-hmm. You know that you like to be social and to be with other people. You know, what do you think about doing that now? How could you do that? This is the whole conversation. It's finding what's important to people and talking through it and figuring out what you love to do. You love to work out with Sherry, with people. You like to be with people. So this is what we would figure out, how you would do that now because you loved it. And if you found somebody to do exercise with now and to do something similar, maybe not kickboxing, maybe yoga or maybe something else. Remember the drumming thing?
Yeah.
What pound. Was that?
Pound.
Oh my gosh.
But see, I loved seriously? That because I met my friend. But I don't mind doing physical activity, but I always had my friend to do it with me, you know?
See, that's perfect. So you need a little buddy. You need a partner, workout
for
partners.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, that's one thing that would motivate you to get back on board to do that. You know what you need to do. It's just a matter of digging through that. And then doing it.
I imagine a lot of people could use health coaching just for that right there. Because I never would have thought through the process of, well, first of all, I don't like to exercise. Okay, we'll put that out there. I've said that before. But I loved when I did the group things, when my friend was there. But I wouldn't have thought that to myself. Like, oh, Tiffany, you need exercise. I know COVID has put a damper on a lot of things mm-hmm. for me. So I do have a cousin locally who she's like, let's meet at the YMCA. And we were planning to do that. I had my foot surgery. Well, I've had three in the last year and a half, but one had led up to right before COVID hit. And that's what our plan was. We'll head to the Y, we'll meet there, we'll exercise. Of course, I would have had it planned out and all that. And then COVID hit. I will not use that as an excuse, but I know that's the path I would need to take. I wouldn't have thought that through again had I not just chatted with you about it. So I think coaching seems pretty cool. Like, I think that would be very valuable.
It is valuable. It's a way to stay on track, too. We stop ourselves from letting a lot of things happen in our lives that are good for us. But if we just sat down and talked about it and put it into action, then we would be further ahead. And coaching is a great way to do that. I'm being coached right now. It's awesome. There's a lot of things that I'm getting through. You know, I think everyone should have a coach, really. It makes you think, it makes you accountable. You know, they help you to put a plan together.
Right.
And you get to work on it.
Put a plan together, take action, meet your goals. That's what motivation is. That's the definition of motivation. Right. And all the way back to the beginning of this podcast, which I still loved and you liked it too, but it's getting on track and doing something because you want to.
Yes.
Right. It should be so much easier to be motivated about something you want to do. How many people don't even know what they want? They're just in the routine of life, checking off the checklist, you know, crossing off the to-do list and not even like realizing, well, what do they want? You're in a hamster wheel sometimes.
Well, honestly, that's going back to your why. You remember that podcast?
Absolutely.
So you don't know what you want? Well, start thinking about your why and why you want to be healthy, why you want to be motivated, why. And write those things down in your journal and start there. That's a good place to start.
I love it. I love how it makes so much sense in my brain, everything we're talking about and how it all really does intertwine.
Yes, you're right. And that's a good place to start. Being motivated is not easy. But you have to start somewhere, grabbing a journal, putting down what your why is and what would make you motivated, what would keep you motivated.
And starting small is okay. And not giving 100% effort immediately is also okay. Going back to what you said, we don't have to be so hard on ourselves, but just, you know, starting is what's most important.
Spring is around the corner. It's a good time to start working on ourselves.
It is new, fresh things in the spring. And I'm excited to enjoy the outdoors more. I'm really excited. And that's going to be part of my, I guess, my why a little bit. And now that's going to be part of my motivation. So honestly, guys, I want to thank you, you know, for joining us for our podcast today. And take care. And we'll see you next time.
Have a great week, everyone. And be healthy. Take care.
Bye.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.